The people of Greenland are sick of Donald Trump, and they proved that through sheer numbers today. They turned out en masse to protest against the Trump administration's repeated threats against the Danish territory of Greenland, even going so far as not ruling out military force against the NATO ally of Greenland and Denmark. Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, Caroline Leavitt, J.D. Vance, they have been speaking as if they are entitled to this territory, and the people of Greenland are pissed off. So the breaking news is Donald Trump reacted poorly by placing tariffs on a bunch of NATO allies after these hands-off protests broke out. And that's what they're called. They're called the hands-off protests, which kind of mirror the protests that we saw, you know, over the summer. They were called the hands-off protests, saying, keep your hands off our Medicaid, keep your hands off our Medicare, keep your hands off our Constitution, and go back in the little hole that you came from. Obviously, the Trump administration has doubled down, and now they are putting their hands on the Danish territory of Greenland. So they're saying, hands off. Stop the war criminals. And remember, this is a NATO ally that is now pushing back in this manner. Even in this protest, there are signs that say, make America go away. This one behind seems to say, no means no. Yeah, it says no means no. Donald Trump needs that message, but he's never gotten that message throughout his entire life that no means no. So you know what his reaction was? It was to melt down further and use the only tool that he has available to him. He puts a tax on U.S. citizens by placing a 10% tariff on a bunch of NATO allies. What's the phrase? When all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail? Well, Donald Trump's version of the hammer is a tariff. And his version of the nail is anytime a country wrongs him, he just swings that hammer around and tries to tariff that country. It is sickening. And I want to talk about the economic effects in 1 second, but just look at this protest that's breaking out while Trump is doing it. I'm not even joking with this comparison. When they're saying no means no, this is something that Donald Trump has repeatedly struggled with throughout his entire life. He abuses the power dynamics available to him by walking into beauty pageant dressing rooms because he thinks that he owns the place so he can. By the way, what kind of creep buys beauty pageants, multiple beauty pageants, so he can walk into the dressing rooms? I want to show you very quickly what Donald Trump posted on Truth Social about all of this, and I want to debunk it, but first, make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate independent media and want to continue to help boost the message that we're pushing on this feed. So Trump, a few days ago, talks about blackmailing NATO countries by calling himself the Tariff King. Take a look.
Put a 25% tariff, which is, by the way, about 7 times more than they would have to pay by raising their drug, like 7 times. This wasn't like a little bit more, 7 times more. And I may do that for Greenland, too. I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security. So I may do that. I'll give you a little, I'll take you out of that. In fact, that'll end up being the story. But actually, this is a much bigger story because we're reducing healthcare.
Okay, you know what really pisses me off about this? It's already a slap in the face and so effing offensive what he's trying to do to Greenland. But he hasn't even put a tenth of this amount of effort in trying to help Ukraine. He hasn't tariffed the countries surrounding Russia, not just surrounding, but helping Russia, doing trade with Russia, supplying weapons to Russia. We could target all of these secondary and tertiary countries and make sure we cut Russia off, but no. Instead, we're going to try to isolate the United States by placing tariffs on countries en masse. Trump then released a rage-filled post that I want to read, but just keep in mind, this is all absolute BS. It says, "We have subsidized Denmark and all of the countries of the European Union and others for many years by not charging them tariffs or any other forms of remuneration." This is just absolutely backwards. We are helping U.S. citizens by not tariffing our close NATO allies. Donald Trump knows this because he removed tariffs on a lot of food items like beef. After a few months of tariffs being placed on beef, prices raised so high that he had to remove those tariffs. I mean, he knows this. He says, "Now, after centuries, it is time for Denmark to give back. World peace is at stake. China and Russia want Greenland, and there is not a thing that Denmark can do about it. They currently have 2 dog sleds as protection, one added recently." He keeps making this joke that all they have are dog sleds, but there was a point where there were 17 joint military bases on Greenland with the United States. They are an ally. We can just go protect them. Right now, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, they are all mobilizing people to go protect Greenland on a daily basis from not Russia and China, but from you, Trump. It says they currently have two dog sleds as protection. This is just fascist rhetoric. This is literally just rhetoric that is eroding the global norms by saying you can invade countries. I thought this was the No New War administration. I thought this was the America First administration, not invade every single country in our hemisphere while letting Russia and China invade Ukraine and Taiwan, respectively, in their hemisphere. This is sickening. To continue, he says, only the president, only United States of America under President Trump can play in this game and very successfully at that. Nobody will touch this sacred piece of land, especially since the national security of the United States and the world at large is at stake. On top of everything else, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Finland have journeyed to Greenland for purposes unknown. This is a very dangerous situation for safety. So we can't even... NATO can't even go to Greenland. I mean, you know what? A secondary result of NATO forces going to Greenland to deter Donald Trump could be them also deterring Russia and China, we could argue. So Trump should be happy that Russia and China are deterred. But no, that is not what he actually wants. He doesn't care about Russia. He doesn't care about Chinese aggression. He wants the United States to be more aggressive. He says these countries who are playing this very dangerous game have put a level of risk on the play that is not tenable or sustainable. You want to know what a level of risk is? Controlling the United States poorly, while also then controlling Venezuela poorly, which Trump claims he is, while then controlling Greenland poorly. He also wants Canada. This type of imperialist rhetoric does not help the United States or stabilize the United States. We currently have protesters rallying in Denmark and Greenland against this type of threat. It only hurts the United States. Jake Bro points out, the same people who spent the last 4 years arguing that Russian expansionism is not a problem and that Ukraine being invaded was the fault of the West are now arguing that the U.S. must take Greenland by force to stop Russian expansionism. What the absolute fuck? Like, what the hell? It's astonishing how dumb their supporters are. He says, America needs Greenland. China or Russia will occupy it if we don't. It's time. These people are so incredibly dumb. Then the protests began to break out in Greenland and some more protests in Denmark. The people want the United States to go away. The protesters in Denmark and Greenland literally have signs. No means no. Donald Trump then continues by saying, starting on February 1st, 2026, all of the above-mentioned countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Finland, will be charged a 10% tariff on any and all goods sent to the United States of America. If we haven't seen an executive order, if he's not actually doing an executive order, I don't believe it. Remember, Taco Trump, Trump always chickens out. He never follows through on things like this. A lot of the tariffs were either reversed on or BS. He did a 90-day delay like three times in the case of China. He just keeps delaying. And then when they actually do go into effect, he reverses them because he's like, oh shit, this is bad. And that makes his base think, wait a minute, the tariffs are good, but they just haven't actually been into effect. But he then says, on June 1st, 2026, the tariff will be increased to 25%. This tariff will be due and payable until such time as a deal is reached for the complete and total purchase of Greenland. The United States has been trying to do this transaction for over 150 years. Many presidents have tried, and for good reason, but Denmark has always refused. He says, now, because of the Golden Dome and modern-day weapon systems, both offensive and defensive, the need to acquire is especially important. Dude, we can just help them. They are our NATO ally. This type of stuff not only destabilizes the global order that benefits the United States, but also it just makes us look like such an asshole that nobody actually wants to do trade with us. You know what? I'm sick of these European countries. I am sick of NATO just writing letters to Donald Trump. Obviously, Donald Trump is the problem here, but it's time to do more than write letters. Place counter tariffs. All band together to find one product you could specifically target to inflict maximum pressure on Donald Trump and use that leverage. We are past writing letters. Use the leverage at your disposal. Not militarily, of course. That's never what I'd call for. We don't want that escalation, but at least do something back. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.